What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Boozer.
This is Steve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out.
This is the High Life.
PDX, Internet, the entire world. Steve Boogie. All of the high and low lives are here. Cash, Chili Mango God, a.k.a. CMG, Big Boozer, last but not least. And loving motherfucking Bass. Last but not least, loving motherfucking Bass. We are the High and Low Lives. This is a High Life Show. Today is October the 21st, Thursday night.
And happy Halloween, fuckers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By the time, this will effectively be our Halloween episode. That's true. Well, I thought, at first, I was going to have us pick up on what we were talking about before we went live. But now we got to talk about Halloween. Cash, what are you gonna be for Halloween?
I'm gonna be the dog from Bluey.
The dog? What?
I don't even know what that is. That must be a children's show.
That don't make no damn sense. Which dog? They're all dogs. I'm gonna be the dog. Don't disrespect me. There's four main dogs, and three of them are women or girls. Mm-hmm. So which dog would I be?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Yeah. It took me a really long time to.
Is this a kids show?
Yes, it is a kids show.
It's an Australian kids show, so you know it's pretty good.
As long as ain't that Denmark show we covered all those months ago.
penis guy.
Wait, I didn't realize Bluey was a girl for like a long time. Like the voice just didn't really give it away, and then like she doesn't like do any gender specific things.
Right.
At least not that I saw for a while. So like, yeah, it took me a while, and then like the pronouns weren't being thrown around like ever, so I just didn't know. But okay, yeah. So the dad in Bluey, I'm all for Cash using that as his Halloween costume because he's awesome. The Cash and the dad in Bluey.
His name is Dad.
Yeah. Yes. He's actually everything I want to be.
That's true.
I hope to be as a father in real life.
Yes. What about you, Fee? What are you gonna be?
It's on his shirt.
I can't. I'm not gonna be Cassius Clay. No, it's too cold for that shit out here, man. It's Denver. I can't be walking around. No, that won't work. What I was going to be, and I think that's what I'm going to do, is Denzel from Training Day and be like Alonzo. You know?
So cigarettes. Leather jacket. Yeah, cigarettes.
Yeah, leather jackets and like the badge.
Cigarettes.
And I'm not putting no cigarettes in my mouth, Cash.
Then you just die. Then you're Shaq.
Relax. Maybe if I could find, even better, I could be Shaq.
Then you need some bell bottoms.
Then you need a gun.
And you need platform.
No. Relax.
Yeah, I think you're better off with Denzel. Just do the cigarette, man.
I'm gonna be sitting. No, I'm not doing the cigarette. What I was going to say was I'm going to get like a. Do any of you guys remember the Spider-Man candy sticks from back in the day? Anybody?
Yes. One of my favorite candies.
Yeah. So if I could get a hold of some of them, then I'd do that. But then that's tentatively my pick. Either that or like the Vegeta suit, the Vegeta outfit, the Batman Vegeta outfit.
Mm. Didn't you do that last year?
No, I did Goku.
Oh, sorry.
The father of the savior. Which else among you celebrate the pagan traditions?
I don't know why Bass is being all quiet. He just got his fucking costume.
Oh yeah, I got my costume. I'm gonna be an Egyptian pharaoh. Yeah, it's gonna be dope. I've been wearing the same costume for like 5 years, so
Will you dye your cat black and bring it to your gathering?
I will not.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the eyeliner though.
Is it a specific pharaoh or just a generic?
Nah, I was gonna do Anubis, but I was like, I don't wanna wear a mask all night and commit to that. This just has like a hood on it, so
a hood, yeah. Oh, yeah. For like the crown thing?
Yeah.
Oh, and for the pagan listeners, I was joking about Halloween. I know there's no pagan influences. Please don't message me or send me nasty messages. Thank you.
the church of Satan.
What the fuck are you talking about? Of course there's pagan influences. It started...
That's the word of Booza, not Cash. Not send me anything. I'm okay. Thank you very much, you people. Thanks. Love you all.
Was it Ireland or Scotland?
That Cash supports the Church of Satan.
Yo, you did send that fucking link earlier. And I did read through that.
I did not click on it.
Hang on. Let's hang on and see that thought. CMG, bro. What are you doing for Halloween? Or are you getting dressed up for Halloween?
I was gonna do some stuff, but I got other things I gotta attend to. So, but the costume I was gonna do, Steve Urkel. That's what I was running with this year.
Okay.
I think I could have pulled that off. But
very good.
Yeah. I'm gonna save it for next year. Next year.
No doubt.
Yeah, save it for next year.
Yeah.
Amen to that, bro. But yeah, okay. Now base. What were you talking about?
My costume?
No. I said we was holding.
Oh, his church love of Satan. His love.
Oh no, your love of Satan, Cash. Because Cash posted the fucking he posted like there's seven tenets, which is basically like their version of the Ten Commandments. Now I did read through it. I'll say this, and let's preface this, Steve Boogie is not or never will be a disciple of the Church of Satan. But the tenets, like, what if you were just looking at it in absolutes, they made sense. Kind of. Right, Cash?
Right.
Yeah. They made sense.
Someone keeps sharing women who appear to go off this path of life. And I just want to let him know, hey, if you're scared, don't be scared because they're actually decent people. That's all I was saying. Because it's not
Where'd he go?
Don't be scared.
You scared him away. You scared him away.
Where'd he go?
Wait,
so are they peace-loving people who want to spread love and laughter?
Pretty much.
If you go off their tenets, if you read their tenets, it's seven of them.
But they have seven instead of ten commandments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There he is. Did you read it, Base?
No, I didn't read him.
He's scared.
He thought it was good. What if I like it? What if I like the 10 commandments?
Yeah, he afraid like a humanoid goat was gonna show up in this room and say, "Come with me."
So the reason why I saw a video of this guy who does, I think his name is Anthony Padilla on the internet. So he said, I spent some time with a Satanist. So I watched the video and I was like, these people seem rather regular, like not what I typically think of as being a Satanist. I think of the Satanist as, you know, someone, forgive my political correctness, doesn't go into the sun a lot, likes to wear a lot of muted clothes, you know?
A vampire.
Basically a vampire, right?
But these the blood people, of bats and shit. Yeah.
Like one of the gentlemen, he was very charismatic. I was like, this is how he gets people to join the church, because he's very charismatic. And essentially, he was like, basically, it's all about everyone is a god and we treat ourselves as such. We don't tell ourselves no. It's very self-indulgent and they don't cause harm to anybody. The woman said the only thing they do is hang around a bonfire and there's a lot of orgies. So, you know. If you're not into, so I admit it seemed very appealing. I'm not gonna lie. My whole life I've been led to believe they like can't kill sheep and all this other type of stuff. No, they seem like chill ass people, man. So I don't know what the heck.
Good. Hey, you're not hurt. You know what? You're right though, Cash. You're onto something there. Cause have you ever heard in the news about some Satanist going on like a mass murder or something like that? No, it's usually some fucked up kid or something like that who needed like therapy. You know what I'm saying? Or like was off of their meds or something like that, right? So,
So I said, oh, okay. And then he had another video of someone with dissociative identity disorder. So while she was talking, she was like, hold on a second, I'm disassociating. And she came back as like a kid, and then she disassociated and I was like, whoa.
It's a new word for multiple personality disorder.
No.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's not cool.
No.
I mean but maybe
she was fine.
She has no control over it.
No, she has no control whatsoever. I'm thinking the trigger might be stress or anxiety or whatever, but who knows?
Yeah. That's like that that movie that came out a couple years ago.
Me, myself, and Irene.
Split.
No. No, that's great. That's a great movie though, please. Comedic masterpiece. I love that fucking movie.
Oh, the United States of Terror.
No, I'm talking about, yeah, whatever the shit was with Samuel Jackson and the dude who played Professor X and X-Men as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Split.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows on like multiple.
He becomes like the Beast and then he goes back to being a little fragile. Yeah. Yeah. But okay. Sounds like we all have solid Halloween plans. I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing, like going anywhere with what I have. You know, this weekend should be interesting, but who knows? We'll see where the world takes me, where the universe takes me and shit.
Hi guys, you're listening to The High Life Show, hosted by The High and Low Lives and my daddy. Peace, homie, out.
Now we can talk about NBA.
Okay. So where do we start? Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Do we start with Kyrie?
Yeah, let's start with Kyrie.
Free Kyrie.
Howard Stern is like weighing in on too, like, you know, in his little unique way. He was very harsh. So what do you call him? Like a douchebag, right? He called him a douchebag,
and the top idiot in the country.
Howard Stern, though. Have you ever watched the Howard Stern show? Like,
who hasn't?
Like, yeah, he's a fucking maniac.
He's gross. He's so gross.
Yes, he's awful.
Was he the first
shock jock
or just the most shocking shock jock?
When he has all like porno stars on there, it's like, bro.
Yeah, he's like the godfather with all, like, he's the first one who got, you know, got notoriety. He's the first one who became bigger than his own show.
Is he Joe Rogan's hero?
No,
I don't, because Howard Stern isn't like offensive. He's just gross. Like,
he's not offensive.
And Rogan doesn't put like people on there to be like intentionally offensive and shit like that. A lot of the times, like, he'll have like the best one to me would be like when he has his friends, like his comedic friends on there, like Joey Diaz and all of them. That's what makes me laugh, like, personally. But then, like, he'll have like people from the, you know, right on there too at times and all that stuff. Like, most recently, I know we're going on like a real bad tangent here, but you brought up Rogan, so now I'm like spilling everything Rogan. I regret it now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just gonna say this, and I'm not gonna go into it. But like him and like Sanjay Gupta like had like a interesting exchange about COVID and the vaccine from CNN.
Did Dr. Gupta convince him?
Nope. They went back and forth. Like, again, I mean, I got to listen to the whole thing, so. I haven't listened to it all, but they both raised good points. I'll say that. And it was pretty civil. It wasn't like as explosive as they made it out to be.
One's like a doctor, though. Medicine.
Yeah. What is it? He's a neurosurgeon. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that guy. Just so you know.
No, it's just an interesting conversation. I'm not saying who won, who lost, and nothing like that. Like,
I'll take it a step further to be an agitator. There's nothing a neuroscientist doctor can say that would make him incorrect in the presence of a Taekwondo person with regards to virology.
Yeah. So, you know, someone who reads a lot of articles and all that stuff versus a neurosurgeon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an interesting conversation. I'll just say that. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Do you think Kyrie Irving would listen to this conversation?
No.
The only man that can speak to Kyrie Irving is Dame Lillard.
I don't know. I mean, sure. I think he would. Why not?
I don't think there's anybody respects.
How do you reason with someone that thinks the world is flat?
You don't.
That's the thing, though. I'll say this about Kyrie, man. Like, for all the flack you give him about like his scientific beliefs and the, you know, hesitance on vaccinations and all that stuff, he has done a lot of charitable work, though. You know, he's donated to the WNBA. Yeah. He's done a lot for George Floyd's, you know, family and stuff like that, and countless different things. So, you know, say what you want to say about that. Like, you can know, but don't discredit some of the great things that he's done. And that's what I hate about what's happening in the media right now. He's becoming like the poster child for, you know, anti-vax, which I don't think is fair. Like, I haven't been following it enough, so maybe you guys can educate me a little bit, but is he like going online and talking about anti-vaccination like platforms, like, and concepts, Or is it just that it's been brought to his attention because of, like, he's a star NBA player and he's, like, saying he's refusing to do it. And, like, now everyone's just... So, like, that's my question. It's like, is he, like, advocating for it and doing stuff like Joe Rogan does on his podcast? You know, like, saying why the backs, why I should not, why you should not get
maybe
vaccinated?
Maybe on Twitter. Did he say anything on Twitter?
He went into a little bit.
He said, I believe in God.
His ultimate takeaway
is, what
does
that mean?
Like,
what does that have to do with
you? I'm not comfortable doing this, and y'all should, everyone else should do their research and whatever. And the same shit. He's not actively, like, giving any contrarian reasons why you shouldn't.
But gotcha. Just not, what's not doing it, being contrarian. Like, and yeah, okay.
So I think because the Nets are so well positioned to win the championship, and most teams only have two superstars, right? The Nets have a third. So the fact that it would just be a cakewalk straight to the finals and the one dynamic piece is like, okay, I don't want to take the vaccine. And that's his right not to take it. But then people are saying he's an idiot. He don't care about his family. But I'm like, if that's his problem, that's his problem. I mean, I don't understand why the name calling has to be. If he don't want to do it, he don't want to do it. I think if anyone should be mad, it should be his teammates, the coach, anyone that he could get sick. But no one speaking out negatively is always the fans and people that, you know, need to mind the business. I don't care what he does. I would like him to play. If he never plays again, the man has $100 million. He'll be fine. So it doesn't matter. It's not like we're putting a homeless man out on the street.
So that's the thing. It's like he doesn't stand to lose anything material, if you would, with regards to if he doesn't play in the NBA anymore. Like, if he's – and that, you know, is, you know, we're making a presumption that he's, you know, saved his money appropriately and things like that. So maybe he doesn't give a fuck. And that's like a great position to be in. That's what I strive to be in, a position of fuck you. I don't care.
Yeah, there's no maybe.
I do what I want to do.
He doesn't give a fuck and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's willing to die, I would say, on this hill.
So I respect him for that. Like, not on this issue. I think you should get vaccinated, but, you know, I respect the energy. Like, this is I said what he's like. It's like if I said what I said was a person. Like, look, I told you I'm not getting this vaccine. That's it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I think he will eventually take it because Stephen A. Smith did bring up a good point. Kyrie Irving, like myself, does like to take vacation. So he may not be ready to play basketball yet. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's not fully healed from the ankle. And he's using
How does that mean he'll come back?
When he's ready to come back, he'll take the vaccine.
So this is the vacation right now.
Yes.
He's taking the vacation.
Okay. Yes. So, because he hurt his ankle, I think he hurt his ankle this year, if I'm not mistaken. And as shifty as he is, maybe he's not healed. Because if he doesn't believe in the vaccine, he's probably healing himself with leaves and God knows whatever else. So it probably takes time.
Yeah, that might be a valid argument if he wasn't videotape playing flag football the other day.
He was just running with a bunch of children. No one saw, artificial footage.
His ankle was moving, right?
It was fake news, huh, Josh?
No, because you just see the man running up to the gate. You won't see him shifted, making moves, making people miss, stiff-arming people.
Yeah,
because
the ball wasn't thrown to him on the opposite side of the field. What you didn't see is the cuts he made at the line right before.
No, if I saw him shaking somebody off at the line and then, like, running off for 70 yards, I'm like, okay, he just don't give a damn about nothing. So, but he's still my favorite Net until KD decides to put on some muscle and go to the weight room. So,
yeah, fuck off the team.
For what? Why? He's the best player.
We get Ben.
I mean, when he's playing, like, at times he does look like the best player. I don't doubt that.
His
handles are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he can shoot. Like, he could be unstoppable.
50, 40, and 9.
I got a fashion topic for Bass and CMG. Did you guys see Russell Westbrook's gear?
Yeah, like, he looked like Fred and Shaq.
He would have been on Scooby-Doo. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, maybe that's why he played so horribly. He couldn't shake the laughter that he heard from his teammates walking into the locker room.
You don't care.
I mean,
why does he do that, though? Why does he dress like that? Why?
He's a stone cold killer.
You won't say anything to him.
Exactly.
He does push-ups because he does push-ups and he's that big.
Oh, right, yeah.
50, he does 50 push-ups every day, right?
No, why? It doesn't lift weights.
Why?
It looks like that.
Well, I'll say this. Like, when you play ball, like as much as obviously he has over time, like, your legs do naturally get strong like that. So
that was my thing. It's like,
yeah, like, I'm it's not natural. Surprised. Like, it's
he's
genetics.
Running as much as he is. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Any ball player, anybody that played ball like that, like, got legs the size of tree trunks, bro. And I'm jealous because I have chicken legs no matter how much I do squats.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, I mixed a little bit of realism in there. But yeah. Interesting right, first so night.
Kyrie for Ben Simmons. Do we think that's ever actually going to happen?
No.
That's a dumb no. He'll fuck up the whole feng shui. Like, Ben Simmons and what's his name? Ooh. Blake Griffin. They're gonna get in a fight.
Why?
You only want to fight Blake when he's not on your team. Because he does, like, shit to make you angry.
Boozer. They're both gonna fight each other. What's up, Cash?
So you want to trade Kyrie Irving, like, one of the best ball handlers, for someone who can't shoot free throws and doesn't shoot three-pointers? You don't watch basketball. You don't watch basketball.
I also want to trade Kyrie for someone who can actually play games. That's really...
Ben Simmons is useless compared to Kyrie.
No, he's not. Dude, the Nets suck on defense. So, and Ben Simmons is an all-defensive player, first team.
You don't need defense when you could drop 50.
He can pass and you can't stop him.
They just lost to the Bucks. Like, it wasn't even
close. Whose fault was that? Who mismatched shots? Call them out.
NBA champion Bucks.
Yes. Thank you, Phoebe. No, why'd they lose? Who missed all those shots?
Because Kyrie wasn't in.
Don't blame Kyrie.
And Harden mismatched shots.
No, Fat Man was terrible. 5 of 20 or some garbage like that.
He didn't take 20 shots.
He is a bum.
Yeah, I hate James Harden.
You already called him a superstar. Makes me happy.
In comparison to the roster, $60 million a year player in NBA history.
Worst money. Nets, do not pay this man. Do not pay him. Do not pay James Harden $60 million a year. Please don't. Please. Trade him for Klay Thompson. I'd rather you do that. Don't ever pay James Harden. No, James Harden's going to the Sixers anyway. So, thanks
for Ben.
No, I don't want.
So here's the thing. I think actually going to Philly would make a lot of sense for Kyrie because he's still bordering New Jersey, which is his home. The Sixers actually practice in New Jersey. Their practice facilities in Camden. With Kyrie's penchant for giving back to communities and being helpful, Camden is in dire need of help. He can help that entire community.
Camden Patterson.
I think it will do well for him. And Ben, I mean, he's already put his house up for sale, so he can just drive up to I-95 and come here.
Dwight Howard's outraged that he's not in the NBA 75.
Who? Dwight Howard.
Nobody cares.
Superman. Klay Thompson. NBA, so it's like NBA 75. Let's explain for the listeners. An NBA 75 is like an all-time NBA team of like the top 75 players, essentially.
He's not.
And he was mad. He said it was disrespectful. Right. I agree.
He should play better.
Like year 8 of his career.
Mm-hmm. I think he's
like, all right, I've done enough. Double conference championships.
Upset that Kyrie is in top 75 than Dwight Howard. Even Klay Thompson deserves some mention.
No.
Who would you be taking out to put these guys in?
There's a rando I never heard of before. Somebody from the Sixers. Earl something. Well, I'll tell you right now who needs to come off.
Earl what? Not Earl Monroe.
Not Earl Monroe. It was somebody from the Sixers. Earl Greer? Or something like that, if I'm remembering his name right. I've never heard of this man in my life.
Nah, that's not like somebody, one of my uncles owed $5 or something like that from back in the day. No.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Mm-mm. But luckily LeBron made it, obviously. I'm happy about that. Carmelo Anthony made it, obviously. Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Made it. Dame Lillard.
Okay. I'm sure Steve Nash is in there.
Yeah, Steve Nash made it. Yep.
Dirk.
Bases favorite, Bob Cousy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis. I like Anthony Davis, but.
Yeah, he's wilding.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I do like Anthony Davis, though, but I don't know. But all right.
Who is that? Who is Jerry Lucas?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take out Jerry Lucas. And I'll take up, who is this guy? Hal Greer. Yes, Hal Greer and Jerry Lucas. I'll take them out. And Paul Arizin.
I'm sure Ivo was in there.
Yeah, but like looking at their stats and stuff, I'm like, that sounds like a great career. Like,
Dave DeBusschere.
DeBusschere? No, Dave DeBusschere is deserving of that list.
Dave DeBusschere.
Robert Parrish should be in there. Bill Russell. Jerry West, I'm sure, is in there.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Yeah, he should be.
He's not.
The logo? Oh, he's not?
No, he is. He is.
I was going to say, I thought I saw him like toward the bottom, but he was in there.
Dennis Rodman made it. Yes.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
The worm.
Yep. Hall of Famer. Man, if he could have shot a basketball, he would have been unstoppable.
You're right.
See, Dennis Rodman crawls so Anthony Edwards could fly. Yes.
What? You got a lot of faith in that guy, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I think he's good.
He's crazy.
He is.
He's very talented. You see him? You saw him the other day, just took it straight from the top, right, just dunked over people.
Yeah, I was watching some of his highlights. The guy, he's really good. Like you said, he's talented. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see what kind of stretch he gets out here.
Hopefully he makes the All-Star game.
Yeah, I hope so too.
That'd be cool.
First team All-NBA? Maybe?
I don't know. Not this year.
No. 13? 13?
Okay,
maybe 13.
Yeah, not first team. There's a lot of other people. Oh, no, I just remembered a funny basketball thing. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Apparently, do you guys know the story of Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when they went in the elevator?
How many women were in the elevator?
So they went to the elevator, right? And this guy walked up to them and was like, "Hey, what's the weather up there?" And then Wilt Chamberlain allegedly spit on the dude and said it's raining. So I just...
Bravo!
So I want you to know these people out there that don't give a shit about nothing. So be careful. Wow. I'd be talking about top 75, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I remember him." Spit on him and said it's raining. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was like, "What the hell is going on? What's up with you, White?"
He's a Satanist.
100 minute notes.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh my god."
One of the tenets in the Satanist thing is the right to offend.
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain practiced that to the fullest. Just kidding.
Man.
Just kidding.
Yeah. That's craziness. Wait, did that happen? Why are they there? Well, anyway, whatever.
Yeah, that's wild, dog.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Lamar Jackson, he's one of my favorite players. I wish he was on the Giants. He would make things probably a lot better. Fucking dumpster fire in the Meadowlands as we speak. But we will persevere.
What's the football landscape right now? Who's doing well? Like, it's been like, what, 4 or 5 weeks at this point?
Six, maybe.
The Arizona Cardinals are undefeated, I believe, at 5-0, which no one predicted. The Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes are last in their division.
Yeah,
they only won two games. What else? Tom Brady's 5-1.
Yep.
Because he cheats.
How about them Cowboys?
The Cowboys are 5. Yeah. I think 5-1, I believe.
Yeah, 5-1, yeah.
Yeah. So. And then
our team, we got to shout out the Giants, it's still our team. 1-5
baby. Yeah. we not the Lions. Lions ain't winning shit.
Yeah, you're right. They got the big double big zero. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, fun fact: right, Jared Goff has never won a game where he was not coached by Sean McVay. So if you're ever at a bar, you know that now. The man is a born scrub.
Damn.
And Baker Mayfield still sucks. Roethlisberger, shout out to the Steelers, looks like a fucking corpse. But
still, he's still playing?
Yes. He refuses to. I think, I don't know what his problem is. He's
him and his action penis, yeah.
Yeah, I want that to be also kept on the record. Ben Roethlisberger is a sexual assaulter, and no one talks about it. So I'm gonna talk about it.
Can you imagine if the Me Too movement was around when that came out?
Nonsense. Oh, Russell Wilson broke his hand, so he's out. He's on IR.
Damn.
They had Geno Smith play. He stunk it up.
He's in the league still?
Geno Smith is in the league still.
He was, that's the last quarterback of the Jets I remember watching.
Yeah, who else? Joe Burrow for the Bengals is actually pretty good. Aaron Rodgers yelled at the Chicago fan base saying, "I own you. I've always owned you." So shout out to Aaron Rodgers. Don't give a fuck. Life is short. Just don't give a fuck. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Run up to the local person you know and say, "I own you." Yes. And that is the NFL. Thank you, Phoebe.
No problem, guys. Thank you. That was
an enjoyable synopsis.
We need to have you do that on a weekly basis. That was great.
Please, please don't. That hurt my head.
You did good. All right. So I have a topic. Did anyone see that Trump is trying to launch his own social media platform called Truth Social?
Another one?
I did.
Yeah,
wait, what? I'm
gonna sign up. Because Gitter is flopping.
They say he's gonna sign up. They say he's gonna sign up. I don't know. I just saw that. I just saw that headline. Truth Show Social.
Good luck, bro. He just won't go away.
Yeah, he won't.
He's gone. I have not paid attention to anything.
I mean, I haven't paid attention to him. I don't think I really paid attention. I had to pay attention to him.
Right. Yeah. No. My mind is so free, not having to think about him. It's amazing. It's liberating.
Good. Well, sorry to interrupt your harmony.
Yeah. Thank you for messing with it for 5 seconds, Beef.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to fuck with you guys. Yeah. That's all.
Shout out to Trump, man. Keep hope alive.
He'll come up later in the show.
No shout out to Trump. Take that back. A motherfucker don't need no light. Leave him alone.
Okay. All right. So shout out Trump or shout out Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, what's Bobby up to these days?
Teaching women.
He's teaching people how to gyrate on social media.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
He's teaching men celebrating?
He's teaching men how to please their women in bed.
Yep.
Like teach him how to wine.
I mean,
he could.
He got a lot of pent up energy, right? So
you got two girls.
Everybody said prison changed him. They said, "What happened to prison? Why is he doing that?" But they don't get like his Caribbean background, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's funny. Everybody thinks he wilding. Like that's not the case.
He's been like that though.
Yeah, he always danced like that. So I don't know why everybody's like up in arms. Like, and on top of that, you've been in jail for how many years? I'd be dancing all the time too.
He's free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else is he supposed to do?
Right. What else is going on in music? Any new music? Anything that you guys care about that's going on?
New music? Big Sean's dropping something today, and he was freestyling on the radio. LA Leakers.
Oh yeah, that was dope. 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta listen to it.
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so all 9 minutes of it?
He got bars. Yeah, he's barred up.
Yeah, he could always rap.
Some people don't believe so. Some people name bass.
He's dropping an album for sure, or people think he is?
Because I think it's a song or a video tomorrow. There's a video dropping tomorrow. I think it's a video dropping tomorrow.
Where's Kendrick's album?
You're not a fan of Big Sean?
I think it's bubblegum rap to me. But
Hey, Ray.
Wow.
Two minute mute break. How dare you?
This should be around the horn.
He's calling a Will Smith.
Did you not hear Dark Sky Paradise? Are you soulless? Are you soulless?
I don't know if I heard that song, but the stuff I have heard, I'm like,
it's an album.
Yeah, an album.
I just haven't really been impressed. So.
Goodness gracious.
And the Detroit mixtape, I finally listened to that shit. That shit is fire. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
and Booza asked a question about Kendrick's album. I said nobody cares.
That's not true.
Nah, you speak for yourself.
I speak for the collective. Nobody cares.
I never really fuck with Kendrick like that.
Yeah.
If you listen to J. Cole, you gotta listen to Kendrick.
Top of the morning.
That's my shit right there. Let's get this shit. That's my shit right there, man. You playing games.
I smoke top five. Man on bath salts, all type of heavy coke. Fuck out of here.
Dude, you ain't innovating, nice. Man. He doing different shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's a line between innovative and intervention. He's nerding.
Hey, man. You like what you like. I like what I like.
No. I'll never forget. I was at the Powerhouse concert. And these two gentlemen turned back and said, "When's Kendrick on?" I'm like, "You don't hear 2 Chainz? You not hear 2 Chainz? Don't ask me no stupid shit. Out your fucking mind. 2 Chainz out here performing his ass off. You asking me what the hell? And he comes on, "All my life I want," and then the stuff. I was like, "What the hell is he saying?" Nobody knows what he's saying. Everybody's happy. Nobody knows what he's saying. I don't know why I bought tickets to this fucking show and I'm listening to this man gibberish. I'm standing literally in front of him and I don't know what the fuck he's saying. Mama had a dream! Somebody had a
Pusha
dream!
Pusha T's coming out with a new album too.
He says it's going to be better than Daytona.
Daytona, yeah.
Another
one? That's a bubble wrap?
It's not bubble wrap. I get tired of the like him telling secrets about the industry.
What rap is you checking for, Bass?
He's not.
That's not. I do like. What do you mean? Who do I think
Billie
is
Eilish.
Hot?
He's waiting for Billie
who,
Eilish.
Who do you though. Like? Who do you like?
I like Drake. I like Lil Wayne. I like ASAP Rocky. I like a lot of people.
Oh,
Lil Baby.
Oh yeah, can't forget Lil Baby. I'm starting to like some of Gunna's stuff is dope. Yeah.
Gunna's alright.
Yeah.
One in stores now.
Yeah. Not like a bunch of people. It's a bunch of people I don't like.
You should check out Space Cadet. It's his best song. Debatable. But you argue with yourself.
I don't like seek out Gunna songs. If they pop up in my Amazon, like, then I'll listen to them. But
I think it's Space Cadet, Drip Too Hard. And then his song on, I think the Don Toliver. I don't know what the hell that is. Him, Nav, and I don't know. It was a hit. I forgot what it was called.
I avoid those Nav songs. I mean, some of them are.
Yes, it's Lemonade with Nav. Lemonade. You said yeah, it's Lemonade. Yeah.
I love Nav. Nav reminds me of Richmond Hill.
Is that Queens?
Yes.
Oh, you
like,
wild
disregard man. For like every like he's
everything. He's a Richmond Hill citizen. That's what I look at. That man is a so shout out to Richmond Hill and the Nav citizens they're in.
I heard a song, so I'm gonna get my stream and my song selection already, like straight off the bat. Big Subwoofer with Mount Westmore. That's my shit. Snoop Dogg, E-40, Too Short, and Ice Cube.
Super West Coast.
That shit is dope. It showed up in my YouTube feed yesterday, and I was like, "I'll just hit play." And then like Snoop Dogg is dressed like a Destiny character.
Oh, is that
it's kind of like the Mandalorian, but it's also like Destiny. Like It could be like however you want to slice it. It's like a mixture of the two. It was dope. And like the aliens and all that shit. It's some shit that you watch if you partake in 420, you know. The visuals are interesting. Do we want to give like streaming and song recommendations?
I'll do a music. For my music recommendation, I think it's Vito and Ari Lennox. I think it's called Juicy. It's an R&B track. I like that. And then sticking with that, my tribute Pop Smoke song, Sweetheart, featuring Favio Foreign, for the ladies. And streaming recommendations, I just finished Dave season 2. It was great. You really pissed me off for the first couple of episodes, and I stopped watching because he was running around naked with a man, playing with each other balls and stuff like that. Behavior that they seemed very jovial with, but I didn't understand the friendship.
Is that the Little Dicky show?
Yes, Little Dicky show.
Bro, where'd you go to college?
Where did I go to college?
Yeah.
Upstate.
Dude, this should not
lies.
Be
lies.
Unfamiliar.
I don't know what you thought. I don't know what you thought I was doing undergrad. I never had no man.
No. I'm not saying you did it. No. That's not. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying you engaged in this behavior. I'm just saying you know it exists. You've witnessed similar things.
I don't want to know.
No, I've kept my clothes around most men. I haven't seen any type of issues such as that. But then he was very mean to all of his friends, and then he finally came around and brought Gator with him, and that made me very happy because loyalty over currency.
Man, you just fucking spoiled the whole season.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything. If you don't watch it, you don't know what I'm talking about. Are you watching it?
Not season 2, but I saw season 1.
I'm talking about season 2. They're not linear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally different. Totally different. Yeah.
You don't know what I said. Yes. If I told you he had a piranha in his ass and he was in the hospital for episodes, that would be spoiling it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's it for my recommendations. Also, download Donald Trump's app. Thanks.
Oh, True Social.
Squid Game. Also, streaming. I finished Squid Game. Oh, you the bitch. I'm not gonna spoil it. Oh, you the bitch. That's all I'm gonna say. You's a bitch.
Damn, I gotta watch it.
No, you don't. Don't succumb to the peer pressure.
Why, babe? Why, Boozer?
Why haven't you watched it yet?
Because I haven't, like, I have a short attention span. Like, when it gets, like, at nighttime, I don't, that's when I will watch it. Like,
you go back to what's familiar, aka Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny, or, like, when I'm, yeah, like, I'll watch Baki, or I'll watch, like, Breaking Bad or something like that, just to fall asleep. Yeah, so, that's my streaming recommendation. Baki has a new series season out. Well, new series, really. It's kind of wild, but it's good. Has Mike Tyson in there. Would anyone else like to give their recommendations?
Can I just go to say I don't have any?
Oh, there you go. Either.
I have a question, though, since I did finish DBZ. So on Funimation, the next thing that it says I should watch is like all... like 9 movies.
No,
That's not the proper course of action.
No, the proper course of action now is for you to watch Dragon Ball Super. Okay. But that's if you want to watch it. The Dragon Ball Z movies, while they are good, they are not canonized, meaning that they don't mean anything. They don't follow any story pattern. It's just some standalone movie. You can enjoy them if you want, but if you want to know the true story of Dragon Ball, you need to go to Super. You also have Dragon Ball GT out there, but you can really skip that.
Okay.
Yeah. Base, what's up, bro?
I was going to give my recommendation.
Go for it.
So, my song recommendation is, the name is Essence, Wizkid featuring Thames.
Oh, yeah, for this.
2018, guys.
The song? It's music.
No, it's a new song.
Oh, you think about song. Article is a joke. and the show I actually started watching, which I think is pretty cool. It's on Netflix. It's called High on the Hog. It's like African American cuisine and how it influenced like American cuisine. It's pretty cool. It's this guy who's like, I only saw the first, I think it was like the first episode where he was in just like different parts of Africa. And like being able to like trace a lot of the food like that they're eating there to like when slaves were like brought over to America and how like a lot of that food is here now too. So yeah.
Sounds good, bro.
Yeah.
CMG.
All right, so I'm gonna keep everything in the spirit of Halloween. Let's see. So my first recommendation is gonna be a streaming recommendation on Netflix. Third season of You. Psychopath kind of killer show. The guy Joe Goldberg and his relationship with other people and his mind, because this guy is crazy. So it's a pretty good show. Pretty good show. Music wise, since it's Halloween, you gotta say Michael Jackson's Thriller. I'm gonna say that for music.
Nice pick.
And then lastly, a recommendation for people to get the fuck outside, because it's haunted mansions, haunted houses, haunted tours, haunted
hay rides,
mazes. I did that shit yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. So get out and enjoy it if you celebrate. That's all I got.
That's what's up.
Noise.
Thanks. Good recommendations as always, there, CMG. All right, that takes us over to Classy Human of the Week. Rest in peace. Rest in power to Colonel Colin Powell.
Sanders.
Commander. It's like, I forget his like official title before he passed. But he died due to COVID complications. He was fully vaccinated, from what I understand. Legendary general in the Army, armed forces. I think he served as like the Secretary of State during George W. Bush's administration. Broke barriers, man. All around classy human. Rest in peace. Any other thoughts, remarks?
Nicest thing you'll ever say from somebody born in Harlem.
I never knew he was born in Harlem, but yeah, I guess he's the other exception aside from Cameron.
Born in Harlem, grew up in the South Bronx, man.
I got computers putin'.
Hey, Cash, hey, relax. Relax over there. I guess I'll put Trump in low in the low lies, because his campaign or his office or whatever released a statement just admonishing Colin Powell for like his political choices or something like that. But saying he was a great general and rest in peace. It was like very backhanded, very petty.
Yeah, it was like the worst backhanded compliment you could ever do for someone who just died.
Yeah, man. It's like, come on. How insensitive can you be, you piece of shit?
Yeah, I think the headline for whoever posted it was like, he just keeps proving that the floor is lower and lower than we thought for him.
Indeed. I think we've already talked about Howard Stern. Any other low lives we may have?
I would like to get my objection on the record that I don't think Howard Stern should be mentioned in the low lives section.
I reject your objection. Thank you for speaking. You see how that works?
Ding, ding.
Let's look at somebody. I posted two articles from Cash about the
testicle bath wins Dyson award.
I can speak on this as the one with the medical license illegally obtained via the internet. So for those men that can't be bothered with contraception in either form, whether it's the tried and true pull-out method or the lesser prophylactic, what this device does is you sit your balls in a warm cup of water, effectively killing whatever reproductive cells you have, and it makes you sterile for a specified period of time.
Three months.
3 months.
So if you're willing to sustain the heat of just dipping your balls in warm water, I don't know what's different versus a pot versus this. I don't know. But it won the Dyson Innovative Award. So I'm intrigued. And, you know, like I said, pulling out is free, but it's probably going to cost you. And this works.
Yeah. Over sounds being uncomfortable.
Cut. Over being cut? Like, I don't know. I feel like
I just don't like the sound of like my balls being burnt or something like that. That's
being
what
cooked,
this sounds like.
Cooking it all up.
Yeah, simmer, you're cooking it. You're going to fry it. No, I'm not about to simmer my. No, no, no. I refuse. No.
The other it's option bullshit. Is being snipped with it, like,
the vasectomy. Yeah, no.
It also has to be done in the.
Nobody's snipping my balls.
Under the supervision of a doctor.
That's fine.
At least I think at the first time to make sure it works.
I mean, when you get a vasectomy, that's under the supervision of a doctor, I would hope. So,
I mean, it's a surgery, so I guess so too.
Also, I just want to let the math be known. Don't get a vasectomy because a woman will actually stop producing eggs at some point. So if you just got to play the long game, just like Bitcoin, just play the long game. And that's all you got to do. It's just science. It's science. Debate it. I'm just saying.
It's a long game, though, bro. You said it.
Yeah, that's a long time.
You bag him in the hot water and call it a day.
This Dyson shit, I mean, it's not Dyson, but it won the Dyson Award.
Like,
I'm intrigued, and I wanted to...
Not pills, not knives.
Like, progress. It seems like it's still at least a couple years away from going to production, so don't get anyone's hopes up yet.
Mm-mm. Or have these idiots out here hurting their balls. My balls don't work. I had to get a surgeon to have them removed. It's all gnarled and black. Yeah.
It's an evil world we live in.
Oh, and it was invented by a woman.
Yeah, she I think her work
she
before
did
that.
It, she probably did that to somebody. It's
nah.
Her work has been on like how to make like male contraceptive. I think the thing before that
basically,
was something.
Like was looking around, her and her husband were looking around like there's no male contraceptives other than, you know,
a pill, right?
Usual.
She do a pill too?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think it's innovative.
Shout out to her though.
Yeah, classy shout human nominee.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my what did I call it, the technology section.
Oh, yeah. The tech section. Go for it, bro.
So it was a pretty big week for tech companies doing stuff, announcing new products.
Techtober.
There you go. It started off with Apple, I believe, on Monday, releasing a bunch of new hardware, everything from new brightly colored HomePods. A new version, updated version of AirPods to brand new MacBook Pros. More on those later. Then Google ended up having an event the following day where they released or announced the new Pixel phone. So there's the Pixel, regular Pixel, and then the Pixel Pro. Is that right, Cash?
Yes, Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro.
Yeah, Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro. So one's bigger than the other. Going to be the best camera out on a cell phone, bar none. Like, second place is
fuck you, Apple,
way the
baby.
Best. But it also looks like LeVar Burton from Star Trek, so take that for what it's worth. And
I love
then,
the Dua Lipa.
Huh? What?
he said he loves Dua Lipa.
And then Samsung tried to get in the mix and had some bullshit announcement, which didn't really say much. But I wanted to specifically ask you guys, for specifically Chili, if he's excited about the new MacBooks, the MacBook Pros that were announced, because they made a lot of changes, and people are saying, like, basically Apple is walking back all these, like, things that they've been doing hardware-wise for the last 5 years of, like, removing ports and just giving USB-Cs, The touch bar, the light bar thing, they removed it and put back function keys on the keyboard. The whole butterfly keyboard thing where it doesn't like go down very far when you type is gone. And then their chip, the M1 Pro and the M1 Max are like ridiculously fast. There's nothing from like AMD or Intel that can compete with what Apple is putting out there from a SoC perspective. So what do we think? Anybody is excited looking to replace a current laptop with one of these bad boys?
I had them specs, man.
Never.
I had them specs, but I don't hear no numbers. What are you talking for price?
So it's the MacBook 3000. Pro, right? So it's the top end one to begin with.
So okay, there's a Pro 14-inch 15.
There's a 14-inch model now. They have 14 and 16-inch. The 14 starts at 2000 and the 16-inch starts at 25. But that already gives you like the best processor of any laptop. It basically rivals like high-end desktops.
I mean,
I can't go for that. No,
that's still a lot. You know what I mean? That's a lot of money. I like the Mac. Listen, I put a couple dollars on my MacBook, but I don't know if I'm ready to drop some more right now. $2,500 for the 16-inch.
Yeah, and it's the only 16-inch one they make now.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they still have like the old generation, right? Like last year's and stuff. But if you want a 16-inch, it's got to be a Pro model. There's no
regular MacBook.
Yeah, that's a good size.
There's no 15-inch. So
right. That's going 14 now,
or
right?
16. That's it.
Yeah, they changed
small
it.
or medium size.
Yeah, I mean, sounds cool, but I'm not jumping in the pool just yet.
How long is that list? Your current one?
2015. I had my shit for a while.
Oh, so you actually don't have the stuff that, like, you have some, like, decent ports. You have, like, a HDMI. No.
I got whatever this is. I got just four USB-C connections.
What did they add back on it? Like, HDMI, VGA, like, stuff like that?
No, VGA. They have an HDMI. They have an SD card slot.
VGA hasn't done a long time.
Mini disk? That's what
they
I want.
They brought back the MagSafe mini connector.
I have no idea.
Oh, MagSafe is nice because all I have is a USB-C right now. That's it.
Yeah, and it still has like three USB-C ports.
CD drive?
SD drive? No, we don't need that.
SD drive.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was saying we don't need no SD drive. But yeah, no, it sounds pretty cool. I'm not ready to drop any money on that. You see anything you want to pick up?
Yes. I would like. I would like the 16-inch Pro.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to go back to Apple?
I mean, listen, when it comes to technology,
whatever's
hot.
I
usually go through phases where like I just go for whatever is like the best at the time.
Respect.
So I had a MacBook, you know, during my last schooling years. Mm-hmm. But then when I was in the market for a new laptop, I wasn't feeling what Apple was putting out at the time, so I went to Microsoft.
Okay.
Now I'm not feeling what Microsoft is putting out. I do like, there are some other PC manufacturers that are making, that have good stuff that I like, but then the price is actually comparable to the MacBook, and then the MacBook is going to wash them all when it comes to performance anyway. So, and battery life. The battery life is supposed to be ridiculous. 21 hours of video, continuous video playback.
That's crazy.
Yeah, on a 16-inch screen. Like, yeah.
All right.
Oh, and it has a notch. They fucking put a notch on a laptop because they increased on around the notches around the webcam.
Oh, okay.
On the sides of the webcam, it goes all the way up to the screen, and that's where all your like the controls are for just the operating system. Mm.
Is it touchscreen yet? They ain't doing that.
It's still not that.
Don't ever buy a touchscreen computer.
Why not?
I had so much trouble with. Because when you got to repair it, like, you got to literally send it back, and it's so much easier to damage it when they're, like, doing repairs to it.
Bro, my Surface has been fine for 6 years.
Which is my experience.
All right. I mean, and that's my thing. Like, so because it's not a touchscreen, I'm gonna keep this one.
Surface.
Assuming if I get it, I'm gonna keep this. If I need to sign the document or whatever, like, I'm gonna keep this baby around until it literally conks out. But like you guys see, I randomly gotta like say goodbye for 5 minutes without warning, and then come back. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this thing.
Yeah.
That time.
So, but yeah, I'm not excited to drop 2500, but
nah, like anybody.
We'll see what happens on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when's Black Friday? Oh,
couple weeks.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Save up my pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for indulging me.
No problem, bro.
Oh, thanks for the information, man. Shit, yeah. I'm about to spend some more money too.
All right. Is that all it gets?
Yes. We just need an explanation of why you're laying on the floor.
Voice.
Who's laying on the floor?
That looks like hardwood.
It's headboard.
Back. I think it's his headboard.
Headboard, yeah.
Headboard. Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah.
It kind of does look like you're laying on the floor now that you said.
It's like, really got a chart on the couch.
For all intents and purposes, I'm laying on the floor.
Like,
it makes more sense.
You've slowly showed less and less interest in this episode.
Hey, y'all do it sometimes, so can I not do it? Bass has very much made it apparent on several occasions that he's like lost interest. I'm not saying I've lost interest. I'm just in a very comfortable position on the floor of my apartment right now.
For the record, I want to say Bass's background reminds me of Jeffrey.
Weed.
I don't even like that album cover where he's wearing a dress.
No. That was like the dress. Well, what is that? It doesn't. What is
easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl?
Bass, what is your background?
Oh man.
I don't know. It was, they got a whole bunch of new backgrounds, and I just picked it.
Easy breezy, beautiful Thugger Girls is a classic. Thank you. I heard
that.
Is
that a real album?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
The Coldplay song. I want to put my...
Jesus Christ.
And on that note, good night, PDX.
Good way to close
it. That's a great way to close the show. Till next time, guys. Be great, be powerful, be blessed. This has been the High Life Show. Peace.
Peace.